الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد وصلنا في شرح كتاب قاعدة جديدة في التوسل والوسيلة
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية،
مطلع الصفحة
49 at the beginning of page 49 and the hadith at the beginning of the page talks about when people take graves at place of worship. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited us from worshipping at the graves or take the graves as a point of prayer, as according to the author.
ففي صحيح مسلم
as narrated in صحيح مسلم
بن عبد الله
narrated by جندب بن عبد الله that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
قبل أن يموت
before he died by 5 days
يعني قبل
5 days before he passed away. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who were before you, they used to take their graves as places of worship, so do not do that because I pray.
So the Prophet, peace be upon him, commanded us not to take the graves of the deceased as mosques or as
prayer prayers.
And it's mentioned as well in the Sahihin from Aisha. May Allah be pleased with her that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said before he died, Allah curses the Jewish and the Nasara, the Christians who took the graves of their prophets as places of prayer, as mosques. And by that he is warning us not to do like what they do. And number 70 is an explanation of what has mentioned aforehand. To take a place as a place of prayer is to take that place in particular for the five prayers. For the five prayers in particular, not other kind of prayers.
لكن عند القبر ومع ذلك نهى عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. لماذا نهى عنه؟ لانه وسيله الى الشرك، يعني هيكون الاول يذهب.
And by that we also mean that the Prophet, peace be upon him, asked us not to take the graveyard as a place we worship Allah at. You know, of course we worship Allah. We can worship Allah anywhere, but it's there is doubt. There is some doubt coming that way, that we go to that place in particular just to worship God there. So why should we do that there in particular? So the Prophet, peace be upon him, commanded us not to do that, not to go to the graveyard and do the five prayers like what we do when we go to the masjid, like what we do when we go to the mosque. We go to the mosque to do the five prayers, and people go to the graveyard to do the five prayers, and we are commanded not to do that.
يا عبد القادر مثلا ارزقني، او
People go to the grave of a person, and they say, Abdul Qadir, please give me children, give me kids. Or do that for me, or do this for me. Or some other people say, please, for Abdul Qadir, which was a pious person, or a sheikh, for example. So please, for Abdul Qadir, give me that, or please, for Abdul Qadir, give me children, or something like that. And if people do this at the graveyard, they go to the graveyard in particular, and they feel like they are closer to God at that place, and they go to the graveyard, and after they go to the graveyard, and they say, Allah give me that, or Allah give me this. So why shouldn't they do this at any other place, not the graveyard in particular? And the Rasul also, peace be upon him, he commanded us not to do this at the graveyard, even if we did not mention anybody in our prayer. Even if we go to the graveyard to worship Allah alone, to worship God alone, the Prophet, peace upon him, commanded us not to do this. And this is one of the rules. This is one of the rules we should learn. So if something is going, if we're going to get benefit out of something, and the same thing we do is going to be a way of bringing a bad thing at the same time. So we should not do it in the first place. Like we're opening a door, and that door, we're going to get some good and some bad. It's better for us to close the door, and we avoid them altogether. The bad thing with the good thing. So worshiping God alone at in the graveyard, we're going to get out of this. We're going to get some good and some bad. The good benefit out of it is that we are worshiping God. But the bad thing out of it is that there is doubt. There is doubt that something else should be sneaking in our hearts, you know, with the worship of God, you know, with the worship of Allah. So that's why the Prophet, peace be upon him, commanded us to stop that altogether. And the peace be upon him.
بدل انها نذر لله تعالى ان يذبح ابلا ويريد ان يذبح ابلا بالله
The peace be the Prophet be upon him commanded a guy not to slaughter an animal for Allah. It was for the sake of Allah, but he would not do this unless it was at a certain place. And the guy was commanded by the Prophet not to do this, and he came to the Prophet and asked him, is there an idol in this place? And the Prophet peace be upon him asked the guy, is there any idol there? Is there any bad thing in that place? And the guy said, no, there is nothing bad right there. So there was no doubt at that place to slaughter an animal, and it's a means of getting closer to Allah. So
يقول كما نهى عن الصلاة في الأوقات الثلاثة اللي هي وقت طلوع الشمس ووقت غروبها.
And the Prophet peace be upon him commanded us not to pray in the time of the three prayers.
فنهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الصلاة في الأوقات الثلاثة لما في ذلك من المفسدة الرابحة وهو التشبه بالمشركين الذي يفضي الى الشرك، لان المشركين يعبدون الشمس عند طلوعها وعند غروبها وكان الشمس.
Because the people who worship the sun, they pray at sunset and the sun and at sun when the sun rises and when the sun sets down. And besides that, there is no certain benefit out of praying at that certain time, when the sun rises and when the sun sets.
And
that's why the scholars had so many arguments and so many debates and arguments about the reasons why we are commanded not to pray at this time, the time of sunrise and the time of sunset. And the scholars as well debated and had so many arguments about prayers at this time, and some other prayer like the greeting, the two rakas of greeting for the masjid when you first come to the masjid. So if you don't have a mandatory prayer at this time when the sun rises or when the sun sets, so you should not pray at this time. If it's like a voluntary prayer, we are commanded not to do it at this time. But if you have a mandatory prayer you should make at this time, you pass the time of a prayer and you want to catch it at this time, and the only time you want to do it, so it's okay at this time to do it.
هذا فلسفة الأخر 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 فلسفة الأ
Some of the scholars said that it's okay to pray at this time if you pass the prayer and this is the only time you want to catch it. But some other party, some other group of the peers said no. Even this group of reasons are not strong enough to make you pray at this time, because we are commanded by the Prophet, peace be upon him, not to make prayers at this time. Because we were commanded not to do this, because some other bad things might come out of that. So it's not pure good. It's not we're not getting only benefit out of it. We're getting some benefit and some other doubt for praying at this time.
وفعل ذوات الأسباب يحتاج إليه في هذه الأوقات ويفوت إذا لم يفعل فيها. حتى تحية المسجد دخل في هذا الوقت.
So if you come to the masjid at this time, for example, and you wanna pray these two prayers, these two rak'ahs for the greeting of the masjid, tahiyat al-masjid, so you need to do it. You should do it. This is one group of the scholars say that.
فلا تفوت بالنهي عنه مصلحة راجحة وفيه مفسدة توجب النهي عنه. لكن النفي المطلق يكون فيه
And some other scholars say it's absolute negative action to pray at this time. There is no reason for us to. There should be no reason for us to pray at this time. The time of the sunrise and the time of the sunset, because people who worship the sun might be praying
at
the same time.
عن الصلاة في هذه الأوقات بسبب ذريعة الشمس لئلا يفضي ذلك إلى السجود للشمس ودعائها وسؤالها كما يفعله أهل دعوة الشمس والقمر والكواكب الذين يدعونها ويسألونها كان معلوما أن دعوة الشمس والسجود لها هو محرم في نفسه أعظم تحريما من الصلاة التي نهي عنها بأن لا يبقي ذلك إلى دعاء
So Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah is giving us a series of logic reasons why we should not do things. So we see people who worship the sun and the moon. They prostrate for the sun and the moon sometimes. At the same times, we are commanded not to pray at these times, because we don't want to be like them, or we don't want to prostrate at the same time they are prostrating for the sun or the moon, for example. So we are commanded not to pray at this time of the sunset and sunrise, because people are worshipping the sun and the moon. Not to mention that worshipping the sun and the moon is forbidden in the first place. There is no need to say that worshipping the sun or the moon is forbidden by all means. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, commanded us not to pray at the graveyard. Or worship Allah at the graveyard. Because of the doubt we might get out of it, and the same way not to mention that we are not supposed to mention the names of the people who are deceased in their graves. And when the Prophet, peace be upon him, commanded us not to pray at the graves, at the graves of the prophets, and at the graves of the pious people, and not to take them as mosques, not to take them as places of prayer. He did that. He did that because it will eventually lead us to mention them in our prayers and prostrate for these people, for these dead people, for the deceased. And not to mention at the same time that mentioning them and the prostrating for them is more forbidden than taking their graves as a place of prayer or as a mosque where we can prostrate and worship Allah. So it's like something is leading to the other thing. So we are forbidden not to do the first thing because the first thing leads to the second thing. So visiting the graves of dead Muslims can be identified as two types: a legitimate visit, and an illegitimate visit. So the legitimate visit that there is nothing is forbidden at or forbidden in. So in that one we go the legitimate visit of the deceased or the graveyard. We just go there and we just pray for the deceased that Allah might forgive him and Allah might give him the highest ranks of paradise and stuff like that. It's as if you are attending his or her funeral. You know, you pray for him as if you are mentioning his name so that Allah forgives him or her, you know. So it's as if you are in a funeral, and the people in the funeral are likened to people who are making the intercession because they are praying for the deceased. They are asking Allah, they are bringing Allah to forgive him and make him go to paradise.
هذا القيام على قبره. فقال فالقيام على قبره من جنس الصلاة عليه. قال الله تعالى في المنافقين ولا تصلي على
and Allah, أحد as the divine said, you shall never offer funeral prayer for any of them who dies, nor shall you attend their burial, for they have denied Allah and His Rasul, peace be upon him, and died while they were transgressors. So Allah commanded his Prophet, peace be upon him, not to pray for munafiqeen, not to pray for the hypocrites, not to pray for them, not to stay at their graves when they die, and to pray for them that Allah might forgive them, because they died as transgressors. So when Allah commanded his prophet not to pray for the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, and not to stay there and pray for them, Allah only commanded him because they are transgressors, because they died as transgressors and they were hypocrites in the first place. So if you go and pray and attend the funeral and stay at the grave after the funeral and stay at the grave of a Muslim who were known as the pious, good Muslim, and not a hypocrite or not a transgressor. We are not commanded not to do it because he is not one of them. We are only commanded, like the Prophet were commanded, not to pray and not to stay at the graves of the hypocrites. But for the Muslims, we stand at the graves and we pray for them and ask Allah to forgive them and give them the high strength, paradise, and so on and so forth. And the brother asks, how do we know the hypocrites? And the Sheikh answered him, we know hypocrites by science. There is science, you know, evident science that there is that this person is a hypocrite or not a hypocrite, or a good Muslim or a pious person. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, he used to pray at the deceased. And he used to say for the companions and the, all the Muslims who are following that funeral, he used to ask them to ask forgiveness for that person. And he would say, ask Allah to make him to make him stand still, because now he is being asked questions. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, he was always visiting the graves of Ahlul Baqiyya and the martyrs of Uhud, and he was always teaching his companions to say something when they visit the graveyard. They would say, "Assalamu alaikum." You are the people who are in the assalamu alaikum. You are living in the right place, or you are living in the right place. You believers and you Muslims, and we are inshallah going to follow you later on. And may Allah have mercy on all of you. And what is meant by we are going to follow you later on, follow you on the path of iman, follow you on the path of faith, because we mean by that people died on faith, people died while they were faithful and have belief in Allah. So we wish that we, when we die, we are at the same steps. And from Sahih Muslim, from Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet, peace be upon him, went to a graveyard and he said that, "Assalamu alaikum, this is the house of the believers." And we are, inshallah, bikum lahiqun means we are going, inshallah, to follow you later on.
ليس طلب منهم ولا اعتقاد يعني طويلة للمكان في عبادة الله تعالى عندها وإنما
And when we say that, it's like a prayer. We are praying for them. We are praying for them and asking Allah to forgive them. There is something in common. There is something in common here between visiting the graves of the disbelievers and the graves of the believers. What is that? Is that we remember by doing both, visiting the graves of the believers and visiting the graves of the disbelievers, we remember death. We remember death. So if we visit a disbeliever one day, we're not going to pray Allah to forgive him because it's the time is too late. You might have done that, that Allah might guide him in his life, during his life. But now after his death, how can you pray for him? It's too late to pray for him that Allah might guide him because he passed away. But by visiting a disbeliever's graveyard, you just remember death, and that's a good thing in itself. Number 84. From Sahih Muslim, Abi Dawud, and Nisa'i, Ibn Majah, and from Abi Hurairah, that he said, the Prophet, peace be upon him, came one day, and he came to his mother's grave, and then he cried, peace be upon him. And all the companions around him, they cried as well, may Allah be pleased with them. And then the Prophet says, I asked Allah for permission, that I ask forgiveness for my mom, for my mother. And Allah did not grant me that. Allah did not give me permission to ask forgiveness for her. And then I asked Allah permission that I go and visit her grave. And then he granted me that, and then he gave me permission to go to my mom's grave and visit her. And then he commanded us, and he said, go and visit graves, go and visit the graves, because the graves would remind you of the hereafter. And this. مكة when the Prophet peace be upon him came with his message, some people were in Mecca. They were worshiping Allah alone. They were on the path of Abraham. They know that there is one God, and there is no partners for him. So people of Mecca just before the Rasul was sent with message, there is no reason for these people to die as disbelievers, because they have the message of Abraham. Most all of them got the message of Abraham and got the message of oneness, that there is only one Allah and there is no partners to be worshipped with Allah. And the prophet was commanded not to ask forgiveness for his mom, but he got the permission to go to her grave and visit her. This kind of visit to the graveyard is permitted because out of it we just remember this, and we remember the hereafter. Even we are going to visit the grave of a disbeliever. But there is a difference here. You cannot go to a disbeliever's grave and pray for him, but you can always go to the grave of a believer and pray for him that Allah might forgive him and so on and so forth. So visiting a grave for a disbeliever or a believer is permitted, but praying for the praying is going to be only for the believers. Pray for them and say assalamu alaikum and ask forgiveness for them. Now we come to the second kind of visit to the graveyard, the illegal visit, the visit that we should never pay, is the innovative visit, is the visit that comes from innovation. And by that we mean the definition of it is that we go to the graveyard and ask the deceased for favors, ask the deceased for things, good things to happen to us in this life, or go to the grave of the deceased and ask the deceased that he pray Allah to give us something through him, or because we might think that he is closer to Allah than us, or ask him to make intercession for us. If we do this, it's like falling in shirk, falling in believing that Allah has partners. It's not the bigger kind of shirk, but it's the minor kind of shirk. And for example, we go to a certain person, a certain pious person, and we travel, we cut very long way, we travel very long way to go to that place, and we might face very hard circumstances to come to that place. And then we take, we mention his name in our prayers, in a way that we think that this person, the deceased person, is closer to him, or Allah might accept it faster, or Allah might accept it from him and not from us. This is the illegitimate kind of prayer at the grave. And all these sorts of prayers are all nothing but innovation. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, never asked us to do it. Not even at his grave, peace be upon him, and not at the graves of others. And it's like falling in the belief that Allah has and it leads to reasons to believe that Allah has prophets. Number 87. And the same thing. People go especially they go to a place, to a graveyard, especially to make prayers there. And the Prophet peace be upon him commanded us not to do that kind of prayer as well at the grave, at the graveyard. The Prophet peace be upon him said Allah was angry and great anger that certain people took the graves of their prophets as mosques, as places of prayer. Number 88, and he said as well that Allah fought Jews and the Christians because they took the graves of their prophets as mosques or as places of prayer. And we are forbidden not to ask the deceased to do anything for us, because the deceased is already dead. So how can we ask him or we ask Allah to give us anything through him? Or to ask Allah at his grave. So not to ask the deceased to give us anything, because he's already deceased. How can he give us anything? We only worship Allah, and not to mention his name, because we believe that Allah will only give us that thing. And the third thing, not to pray at his graveyard. And for the same reason, people fell in believing of other partners, because they started visiting the graveyard, and they started worshipping Allah at the graves of the pious people. For the same reason that happened. And Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, between Adam and the messenger Nuh, peace be upon him, there is 10 centuries. There was 10 centuries. And there was 1,000 years between Adam and Nuh. And then a shirk appeared. Shirk is believing in some other people or some other things besides Allah. God forbids. And that happened, or that started, when people went to the graves and started to give them certain kind of respect. So from Ibn Abbas and the other people that those fives in the Quran, the Divine says, don't leave your gods, and don't leave Yaghuth, and don't leave Ya'uq, and don't leave Nasr. Those are the five people. They were in the first place, they were pious people. the people started to give them certain respect, and that respect turned to be worship. When they deceased, the story started like this. These five people, when they died, they would people would give them a certain kind of respect. And the first generation, when the first generation passed away, the sons of this generation started to give them more respect, and they made the statues and they made the sculptures to look like these five people. And the third generation came, and they knew that the second generation, which were the fathers and mothers, would give certain a kind of respect to these idols and these sculptures and statues, and then they started to worship them. And after that, all these idols came to the Arabs. And then, and this is how the story of the idols came to exist. It started with Waddan and Suwa'an and Ya'uq and Ya'uq and Athra. It started with Waddan and Suwa'an and Ya'uq and Ya'uq and Nasra. These were the five pious people. By the days of Noah.
فذهب إلى المكان فوجد تماثيل منها بالأوقات صور لهؤلاء الذين كانوا يعبدون في قوم نوح فوجد أصناما على الصوامين ووزعها في قبائل العرب وكذا وفقد يعبدون من الله تعالى وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رأيته عمرا بن يحيى يجر حفظة
People before Amr ibn al-Hayd used to believe in oneness, but Satan came in his dream and told him if he goes to a certain place, he would find the sculptures of these five people. And then he went to that place and he found them, and then he got some pictures of them, and he gave it to the people, and people started worshiping them.
زيارة المسلم السنية لقبر الكافر هي لغرض واحد وهو تذكر الموت.
Sheikh emphasizes on this. When we go, when a Muslim,
تذكر الموت
When a Muslim visits a non-Muslim, the grave, we just go there for only one reason. For only one reason is that we remember death and the hereafter. But when a Muslim visits another Muslim's grave, he visits that for two reasons: to remember death and the hereafter, and the second reason is to pray for that Muslim that Allah might forgive him and give him the high strengths of paradise. And the illegal prayer at the graveyard, or the one that we are commanded not to do, is that when we go and we ask the dead themselves to do things for us. And even asking them for intercession, that they might make intercession for us to Allah, that Allah might save us from something or might do something for us just because we believe that Allah might grant us this thing through them. or we think that we are, Allah will not grant us this request unless we go there at this certain place and ask Allah to give us that. Some philosophers who disbelieve that we are going to be alive after death, we are going to come alive again after death. And they also deny that Allah is there and there is no Ba'd.
أحدثوا للشرك شيئا آخر ذكروه في زيارته كما ذكر ذلك المسيح ومن أخذ عنه فصاحب الكتب المضمون منها.
Now we come to number 92, and we said that those philosophers, those disbelievers, philosophers who believe that there is no Allah and who believe that there is no who are not going to be alive after we die, after we go into the graves. And Ibn Sina mentioned that in his books, and they mentioned the meaning of intercession for them. For them, they believe that. They believe in their hearts that Allah did not create the heavens, and He did not create the earth in 6 days. And Allah does not learn everything, and He does not hear the voices of His worshippers, of His subjects, and He does not answer their prayers. And they also claim that intercession is not the same intercession we believe in. They don't know intercessions the same way we know it.
ليس سببه عندهم إجابة دعائهم.
They don't believe that Salat Istisqa, the kind of prayer we pray when we have the drought. When we have drought, we pray Salat Istisqa, and when water comes down. When we pray and ask Allah to give us rain, to let rain come down, they say that it's not for our prayer, it's not for our dua. They believe that this happened, that rain came down because of the power of the soul and the movements of the planets, the movements of the planets. Or the movements of the natural powers. They don't just explain this as Allah answered our prayers or Allah answered our requests. They just say that this is the natural powers. And the same disbeliever philosophers say that if a person liked another good person that died, that already passed away, and then he visited his graves. So only then there is going to be a link between these two souls, the alive person and the dead person.
فإذا ذهب إلى قبره فهنا يحصل إيه؟ اتصال
they believe these believers, philosophers think that there is when a person when a person visits somebody who used to love and he's deceased now, there happens a link between the two souls, and there happens and that link between the alive person and deceased person, Allah does not know anything about. They give us a very strange example to prove this, which has nothing to do with visiting the graves of the deceased. They say that when the sun rays come upon a mirror, the mirror reflects the rays of the sun, reflects the light of the sun. And then if there is another mirror in front of it or next to it, so it will take from the first mirror, and if there is another wall, the wall will take some light from the next mirror. And they just believe that intercession is going to be like that. That when you visit the pious person in his grave, his ray, his light, his good deeds will come upon the visitor. And they made of their graves idols, and we'll continue inshallah after the prayer of Maghrib.